repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR, CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM, and cable streaming live over the World Wide Web. www.citr.ca. Got things going today with some Death Sentence classic track going back to 1984. RCMP from the Not a Pretty Sight album. And yeah, it wasn't a pretty sight last night when the RCMP decided to show up at a show that I was at out in Surrey, apparently looking for somebody that stabbed somebody and ended up beating up two innocent bystanders for no reason. And yeah, at least it's on surveillance and it's on a few phone cameras and all that kind of stuff. I don't know what they think they can get away with nowadays, because there's cameras everywhere. So yes, RCMP, fucking pigs. That's what they are. That's what they were. Not all of them are bad, but yep, they're still out there. The bad apples. Got to get rid of those bad apples. Anyways, yes, that was last night out in Surrey, BC. Had a show I was at, and yeah, my band was scheduled to play that show. Didn't happen. We were the last bands. We didn't get to play. And yeah, last night over at the Moon Tower, there was another band that did get to play and did get across the border. I'm talking about the Imposters, and yeah, I wish I could have seen them. They're a good band. And we're going to hear some of the Imposters. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm diving in. What will it separate? My life must be wrong. Way to be fake. My fault is huge wrong. Just aware. Two wrongs will make right. Two rights will make a break.
We'll be right back. you're faced with an overwhelming life-threatening crisis, as in the Titanic being hit by an iceberg, and you happen to be aware before anybody else is that the ship is going to sink and there aren't enough lifeboats, and you know how to build lifeboats, and you try to deal with that in however long the Titanic had before it went down, you're likely to run across three types of passenger on the Titanic. You'll run across a type that's basically deer in the headlights. Ship's been hit. What does that mean? What do I do? I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. Should I do that? I don't know. That's one group. There's another group that says, we get that the ship's going to sink. We get that we're all going to die unless we make some lifeboats and do it fast. Show us what to do. And then you have a third group that says, this is the Titanic. It's absolutely unsinkable. Unfucking sinkable. And so we're going back to the bar for a drink, and all you doomsday sayers can actually just take a hike. Now, if you're the one who knows how to build lifeboats, which group of people are you going to help?
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC Westside area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Grill, Gumdrops, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Generation Annihilation and CITR started things off with The Imposters, The Time Has Come. This one came out a few years back on Secret Records, and it's a good release. And yes, they're from Santa Monica, California. They played here last night. Wish I got to see them. What do you do? Hopefully they'll be back. Song we heard was called What's Wrong. Followed with some fast crossover thrash from Saskatchewan. Rehashed from the Code Black released. Name of the track was called If It's Not Broken, Break It. And good release. And we followed with Snake Pit out of Montreal, with a track called Slow Rot, and Grimple actually in the set before that from their self-titled discography CD on Prank Records. We had a track called Viva Sick, and yes, Grimple from the, I think they were from Oakland way back when, and yeah, they had some stuff on a bunch of labels back then. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, but yeah, you can find 22 tracks off this Prank Records release that came out about a good 5 or 6 years ago. So anyways, yeah, going to get back into it. Going to get into the title track from the latest release from Vancouver's Vacant States. It's called Fill the Void. Here we go.
I'm not afraid of the dark. Friday, October 14th at 560 Seymour. WinnieCooper.net and Mint Productions present Humans, Music Video Premiere Party. Vancouver's best electronic act will perform live with San Franciscan French house duo Loose Shoes and other special guests. A top secret after party will go down, but further details are only available at the show. Tickets available at the door for Humans Video Release Party, Friday, October 14th at 560 Seymour. For more information, visit www.winniecooper.net. Sponsored by CITR.
Generation Annihilation on CITR. That's the show you are tuned into, and it's about 26 minutes after the hour here. And in that last set, we started things all off with Vacant State from the Fill the Void release, title track, What Can Be Done. And yeah, you might want to go and catch Vacant State. This record's been out for, yeah, I guess a few months now, but the LP release is happening here in town at 360 Glen on November 5th. That's not this Friday, but next Friday. And they're playing with Big Crutch from Seattle, Criminal Code, Consequence Crew, and Six Charade. And it'll be a really cool show. It's $8. And yeah, you should check it out if you know what's good for you. And we followed with some Urban Blight from Toronto, Ontario. What Can Be Done from the More Reality 12-inch EP on Slasher Records. Read about Urban Blight in the new edition of Equalizing Distorts. And then we followed with Septic Death from the Now That I Have the Attention release, going back to 1985 on Postmort Records. We had a track called Quits. I don't know, Septic Death were never my favorite band of all time. They featured... they have Brian Schroeder, also known as Pusshead, on vocals. Yeah, the artist. He did all the he did some of the Metallica artwork and stuff back then. And yeah, never got into them all that much, but I saw this record at Audio Pile on Commercial Drive for a reasonable price and thought I'd grab it. Yeah, it's some pretty good thrashy hardcore. Yeah, better bands out in the day, but yeah, they're pretty good. And this one was on Postmort Records at the time, and we fall with another that was on Postmort Records, Negative Gain, Back from the Dead. We heard a track called Nuclear Winter. And right about now, we're going to get into, I guess, probably my favorite release at the moment. And I'd say this is probably the best release I've heard all year. It took a little bit to grow on me, but you have to listen to it song for song and to get the full effect. The band is Amoebics, and it's their first records after a good 25 years, and yeah, there's a big Killing Joke influence on this whole record. This particular song kind of reminds me of older Amoebics material, though. It's called God of the Grain. Here we go.
I found my James Brown record.
Yeah, here we go. We'll be right back.
and I am born again.
Fucking nice.
Yeah. I hope you take a moment and you just drop into space, saying the fucking human race. Human race, fuck human race, fuck human race, fuck human race, fuck you.
Good magazine article.
Discorder is that magazine published by CITR 101.9 FM. In it, you'll find reviews of concerts and albums, stories about bands and artists, comics, and more, including a comprehensive guide to CITR's programming.
In the October issue of Discorder, you can read up on great bands like Aunts and Uncles, Ghost House, and Yukon Blonde, cruise the oral history of Mint Records, and enjoy the fabulous cover story of Shimmering Stars. And don't miss the contributors' meeting September 29th at 6 p.m. in the CITR Lounge. Come one, come all.
Discorder is available all over the fine city of Vancouver. For a complete list of distribution locations, why not go online to discorder.ca.
Generation Annihilation on CITR start things all off with Amoebics, their latest Sonic Mass, and yes, if you don't have this record, get it as soon as possible. It's awesome. Love it. God of the Grain was the name of the track. And like I said, this album needs to be listened from start to finish to appreciate the full brilliancy of it. It's incredible. It reminds me of a Killing Joke record. My one gripe with how epic it sounds, I think it should be longer than 45 minutes. It should be an hour record, but who knows, maybe it's a continuation. Let's hope. And we followed with Legion from Toronto, Ontario. They've gone under the moniker Legion 666 before, and now they're going as Legion DCLX41. It's their latest release, brand new for 2011 on Schizophrenic Records. The Final Days is the name of the album. The name of the song is called Mass Hysteria. And we followed with Infect Propaganda off their And Now You Die full-length release. Strike with Sudden Fear is the name of the track. Infect Propaganda, great three-piece. Check them out next time they play. I don't think they're playing any shows anytime soon. They played a whole bunch over the summer, and they shared the stage with a lot of great Crust and DB bands like Napalm Raid, who we followed with in the set from the Corruption of Their Little Minds release. Heard a track called Dead Cities, and this 7-inch release is on Rust and Machine Records. Just read an interview with Napalm Raid in Profane Existence magazine. Yeah, and they're from Halifax. And followed with Anxiety from their Social Napalm Records release. It's called Pathetic. We heard a track called Human Race. And then we follow with the latest from Chicago's Kulo. Life is Vile, and So Are We. Kulo from Chicago, and this is on Deranged like their other releases. And we heard a track called Death Culture. And we got about another 15 minutes to go in the show, and we're going to hear a few songs by a band, one of my favorite bands of all time. Last time I saw them, I vowed I would never pay to see them again because they were pretty dull, or I found them to be pretty dull at the time. That was about a good 10 years ago. But I wish I was seeing them next week in Seattle because they're doing one of my favorite records of all time in its entirety. The band is The Damned, and the album I'm talking about is The Black Album, and we're going to hear a track off of it. And we're going to hear a few other Damned tracks in this next set, too. So, Hot Damn, this is The Damned. And the track is called Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. of Dr. Jekyll and he's Mr. Hyde. I try to be true, he tries to be rude. I hold you gently, but he'll smother you. My clothes will impress you, and my claws will undress you. I'm noble outside, he's evil inside. I'm Dr. Jekyll and he's Mr. Hyde. Walks in the night, searching for sin in his decadent light. My charms will beguile you, and my arms will defile you. Of the angels, but the devil's my best friend. Sin is a way of life, saints are for suckers. Welcome to the underworld, I start where nightmares end. Two for the price of one, two for the price of one.
Well, the rest can't wild or win. Fiction changes nothing, and voting changes even less. Cause it's all the time you are wasting on democracy.
winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR. And don't forget, this show and all other CITR shows can be downloaded, the podcast, in the CITR site, www.citr.ca. And we are, the playlist and podcast can be downloaded at this show, www.generationannihilation.com. And, five songs by The Damned. The Damned will be playing the Showbox Theater next week in Seattle, Washington, playing the first album, Damned, and the Black Album in their entirety. We heard Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from the Black Album, and then we heard a track going back to 2001. On the tour that I saw them on about 10 years ago, Grave Disorder, we heard a track called Democracy, and then we heard a track called I Think I'm Wonderful from the Damned But Not Forgotten singles collection from the Damned, I Think I'm Wonderful. And then we heard kind of a rare track, an obscure track by the Damned featuring Nicky Garrett from UK Subs on guitar, I Need a Life. And then we heard a track from the classic 1979 Machine Gun Etiquette album. The title track, Machine Gun Etiquette, came out in Chiswick Records 1979. So yeah, The Damned in Seattle next week. I wish I was going. Boo-hoo. But we got Power Chord up next. Don't see any of them yet, but I'm sure they'll be on their way shortly. And speaking of The Damned, one of their members, Al G. Ward, who played on the Machine Gun Etiquette record, he actually went and formed a band, a metal band afterwards, called Tank. And they're part of the new wave of British heavy metal movement. But, I didn't know that until recently. And, I stumbled upon a Tank Records last week, an audio pile. He's actually not on the record, but this is a comeback album of them. And, there were some pretty good songs on it. And, it came out about a year ago. Like I said, it's called War Machine, and we're going to hear a track called Great Expectations, and this should take you into Power Chord up next, and it's a good segue to it. This is Tank. Here we go. Generation Annihilation for another week. Have a good day.
Sweat and then return. listening to Power Chord at 101.9 CITR here with the Mistress of Metal. I have not been doing the show in a long time. I have to say it's probably been a good 2.5, maybe 3 months since I've been up here. Oh, but I'm happy to be up. I'm happy to be doing the show today, especially because I have a special guest that we will be playing a little bit later. They're not here, but I did do the interview, and we'll get to that a little bit later in the show. I'm super stoked for that. What we just heard was some First Rain local metal band with their album As the Dead Lead the Dead with the song Wretched Flesh. I'm starting the show off with the two local bands that I've been listening to a lot of. I try to switch up the local sounds, what I'm listening to each month. This month I've been listening a lot to First Rain.